Good evening, or morning, wherever you're listening from. Tonight, we are going to be doing a wine tasting. So, what we're going to do is a three-step process. I will be looking. You guys obviously can't. Smelling. Okay, so it's actually a four-step process. Look, check velocity, viscosity, smell, and taste. Now, if you want to do this along with me, all you're going to need is paper and a pen. Or a pencil, whichever you prefer. So, grab that stuff, and we'll get started. Okay, so some of you guys may be saying, hey, Tyler, how do you open a bottle of wine? Well, I will tell you. You're going to need a handy tool called a bartender's friend. It has a bottle opener and a corkscrew and a knife for cutting foil. So what you're going to do is cut the foil with the knife and then peel it off. And then you're going to want the corkscrew, which I need to get a better one. You're going to need a corkscrew. And you're going to, this is called, there's a technical term for the corkscrew part. But you're going to dig that in to the cork, off-centered a little bit. Then you're gonna pull as hard as you can until the cork comes out. And that is how you open a bottle of wine. Okay, for the first step of wine tasting, we are going to be looking at the color. So this is where you can follow along. Since this is a red, we're going to identify the intensity of the color. If you can see your hands through it, it's a pale. If you can kind of see your hands through it, it's a medium. And if you can't see your hands at all, which is the case with this Cabernet Sauvignon, it will be a deep. Now, the second part is going to be the color, or in this case, the hue. So, this is kind of, now you're going to want to look at it over a neutral light. And a neutral color of paper, preferably white. I'd say this is kind of Cabernet Sauvignon. It's kind of a garnet color. And that's it for step one. Secondly, it's going to be the viscosity. The more alcohol it has in it, or however much residual sugar there is in it, will determine how fast the tears of the wine runs down the side of the cup. And if you're wondering what the tears are, it is when you swirl wine, you will see tears develop on the side of the glass. This phenomenon is called the Gibbs-Marnoli effect. It indicates the presence of alcohol. A greater number of tears indicates high level of alcohol. High viscosity can also indicate elevated sugar level. So what you're going to do is swirl it around and then watch the tears. Okay. I'd say medium viscosity on Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, if you at home are doing this, it'll vary depending on the type of wine that you are doing. If you're doing a white wine, there'll be less alcohol in it. So that concludes our second step. So in front of me, I have my workbook opened to the wine that I am going to be drinking. It is Cabernet Sauvignon. And I'll see if my smells match up with what they have. Here, a little information on this wine. Cabernet Sauvignon is the world's most popular wine in a natural cross. It is a natural cross between Cabernet Franc and Sauvignon Blanc that originated in Bordeaux. Wines are concentrated and age-worthy. The rich flavor and high tannin content in Cabernet Sauvignon will make it a perfect partner to rich grilled meats, peppery sauces, and dishes with high flavor. So now, we're going to move on to step three. Smell. So what you're going to do to get the scent concentrated, you're going to swirl it around in the cup and close your eyes, take a whiff, and pull it away. That is your initial smell. Did you get anything from that? I am getting kind of like a pencil-y, graphite-ish. It is a red fruit. And what you're going to want to do is describe it in the best way possible. So here's an example. This Cabernet Sauvignon smells like it has like a cherry-ish smell. And you're going to want to take a whiff. Hold the wine glass away from your nose. The deeper your nose is on the inside, that's where the more fruity flavors come down. And you should be writing the smells you smell. So, it did smell a little graphite. Yeah, and I can smell cherries. Cherries. Okay. Now, is there any floral notes? Yeah. Yep, there is a violet smell. Then you're going to want to check to see if there's any more. Are there any black fruits? It kind of smells jammy. Take my glasses off so I can get further in there. Yeah, blackberry jam. Very specific, but other than that, I think that's all the smells that I'm able to pick out. Let me have one more. Sniff. Ooh. Getting a wet gravel. Like a soggy, watery smell. And I'm smelling like a dirt road, a gravel road after a rain. So that would be wet gravel. So I have two earthies. Cherries, blackberry jam. I'm gonna need to pick out one more. Are there any spices in the wine you are drinking right now? Ooh. No. Any oaky scents that would prove that this one, the wine you are drinking, has been aged? Cedar. So yes, this specific Cabernet Sauvignon has been aged. Cedar. Ooh. The scent I'm getting is like your mother baking an apple pie. It's not necessarily the apples I am smelling. It's the spices she would put in the apple pie. It has smelled like cinnamon, nutmeg, and baking spices in general. Okay, now let's see if I matched what an actual Cabernet Sauvignon actually smells like. I got the graphite, check, cherries or black cherries. That one says black cherries. Cedar, nutmeg, baking spices, we'll put those in together. I didn't smell black currant though. Okay. Now that part, that step is over. We're gonna move on to the next step. Okay. Now on to step four. Taste. Which is one of my favorite parts. So what you're gonna do is either grab your glass by the stem or the disc, which is the thing that sits on the table, and that the stem is attached to. Then we're going to take one big sip. You can either swallow it or spit it out. Me personally, I will swallow it, even if I don't like it. Okay, now I'm not going to speak for this part because, well, I just can't. ASMR warning. We'll move it closer and get into our ASMR voice. Now we're going to take a big sip of whatever wine you are drinking right now. And we are going to squish it all over our mouth and cover it. Then you can either spit it out or you can drink it. It does not matter. Ooh. Okay. ASMR mode is deactivated. Ooh. Okay. Whoa. So now we are going to assess it. But first, we're going to take another sip to recoat our mouth. And you always want to drink in the same exact spot. Because you want to avoid your own bad breath, for one. And you're not going to mark up your glass with, like, say you were wearing lipstick. In this case, I'm wearing chapstick. I wouldn't have little chapstick marks all over my cup, just in one spot. So we're gonna drink from that same exact spot again. And do the process all over again. Swish it around your mouth, gurgle it. And just make sure your mouth is covered. Okay. So, what I'm getting from this is high body, high tannins, and that's like the bitterness. Medium plus acidity. Now the alcohol. Is right in the middle. 115% to 13.5%. We're gonna get the alcohol bottle. And then it's not sweet at all. Actually, it is bone dry. Bone dry. Okay, now we're gonna assess the situation. You could do this however you like, but my wine diary has a little smiley face. So if I did like it, which actually I did, I put a smiley face. But if I'm kind of on the fence about it. I could put a meh face. And if I didn't like it, I could put a frowny face. But I did actually surprisingly like it. So I'm going to put a smiley face onto the white. So, we have already done the look part. Now, we are going to do the viscosity part next, because I forgot about that. It's quick. So, there's light alcohol, and it's La Ville Ferme, fancy French wine. So I've already picked up a note of marmalade, and I just picked up a note of vanilla. Ooh, there's the punch in the face again. That's all I am picking up is just the citrusy smell. And the slight vanilla smell. So, that being said, we will move on to step three. Which is taste. Whenever you are ready. You will do it in 3, 2, 1. Ooh, yeah, there's that lemon. It took me to tasting it to, exhaling it through my nose to get the lemon. Let's do one more for good measure. Medium body. No, there we go. Medium minus. Medium minus body. Low tannins because in order to make white, so all grapes start out as red. Grapes. All wines, even whites. But the thing they do different in the white wine making process is they painstakingly peel the skin off of the red grapes, which gives it the red color and the tannins. So I'd say medium negative. Because there are some tannins in there, just slightly enough. And there was a tingle in on my tongue, which the tingle on your tongue is a good thing. That's the acidity. So that's how you know that it has some acidic properties. But I do a medium low for that as well. And there really wasn't. I don't know. Let me sip a little bit of this. Yeah, really no alcohol. So I'll put. And it's not dry. And it's not sweet. If you know what I mean. It's like right in the middle. Go dry and sweet. Would I drink this? No. Was it my favorite? No. So I'm gonna give it a frowny face. But yes. And I will see ya later. Adios, and have a great day.